This is Morning Edition on KUOW. I'm Emily Fox. The world's longest train tunnel opened earlier this month beneath the Swiss Alps. There was a lavish opening ceremony.
Der Gotthard-Basistunnel, den wir heute feiern.
There were world leaders speaking, yodelers yodeling, and hundreds of dancers and acrobats performed in an elaborate show. It was a $9 million extravaganza. Sound Transit also threw a big tunnel opening party in Seattle this spring. It wasn't as over the top, but it was expensive enough to draw criticism. As the regional transit agency prepares to ask voters for billions of dollars to build more light rail, critics and regulators are questioning its promotional spending. KUOW's investigative reporter John Ryan has our story.
Sound Transit spent more than $800,000 to celebrate the opening of its light rail stations beneath Capitol Hill and Husky Stadium.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Capitol Hill light rail station is open!
An outside firm got $500,000 to plan and run the event. Sound Transit spent $50,000 on swag like tote bags and little paper trains alone.
What doesn't get funded when you spend that much on trinkets and parties?
I spoke with former King County Councilmember Maggie Fimia inside the new Husky Stadium station. She heads a group of volunteers called SmarterTransit.org. They dug up the public records that revealed how much taxpayer money Sound Transit spent to celebrate two new underground stations. The light rail launch was just one way that Sound Transit tries to interest the public in using transit. The agency spends about $5 million a year on communications and public relations.
It's real money. People have worked hard to pay the taxes, and it should be going into service.
The agency's plan is to saturate the region with advertising, so most commuters will see a Sound Transit ad at least 50 times this year. That includes social media, newspaper ads, and underwriting on KUOW. Fimia doesn't dispute that transit agencies should spend money to draw people out of their cars and onto buses and trains.
This is an unreasonable amount of money. If you've got a good product, you don't need to be spending that much money to sell it.
Jeff Patrick is one of Sound Transit's spokespeople.
When we're going to take the time to advertise, we want to have it at a volume that is going to make a difference. And we have some pretty good evidence our advertising works because we're seeing such high ridership gains in comparison to other regions.
Patrick couldn't say just how much of those ridership gains are due to advertising. To do more than just a he said, she said kind of story, KUOW looked into the advertising and public relations of a half dozen transit agencies up and down the West Coast. We found that Sound Transit's spending to drive public interest in its services does stick out, even among agencies that are building major new transit facilities and need to involve the public in that process. For every time someone steps aboard a Sound Transit bus or train, the agency spends about 18 cents on its communications. That's more than at any agency we examined, from Everett to Los Angeles. Communications is just 0.5% of Sound Transit's budget. Patrick says that's not out of line with other transit agencies that have big public works programs. We've got more details at KUOW.org. On top of the expense, there are questions about the legality of Sound Transit's PR. Take this animated video produced in January.
Well, we're Sound Transit, and we've got a plan, as well as an attitude of, yes, we can.
That plan is known as ST3. It's the $54 billion package of mega projects Sound Transit hopes voters will approve in November.
Fast Transit gives choices, and since we're being candid, it's flexible, which means it can be expanded.
So on just hearing that, I would think that that sounds like an advertisement.
Evelyn Lopez is head of the Washington Public Disclosure Commission.
They're also talking about expansion. So that sounds like it may be an advertisement for increasing funding through their ballot measure.
Government agencies are allowed to advertise themselves and ask the public what they want. But trying to influence an election, that would be illegal.
The government has a lot of resources, a lot of people working for it. And if those resources are misused, that really does damage the whole concept of democracy, which is supposed to be from the people, not from the government.
Jeff Patrick with Sound Transit says the agency's PR is about the same this year as it has been in years without a ballot measure.
In a democracy, it's appropriate for a public agency like us to try to be responsive to what people want and put forward proposals that represent public opinion.
The PDC has been looking into Sound Transit's surveys and polls to make sure their questions don't cross the line into campaigning. In response to recent reporting by the Seattle Times, the PDC had Sound Transit delete a question from an online survey. And last week, after KUOW brought that animated video to the PDC's attention, Sound Transit took it off YouTube at the PDC's request. Light rail loving Sound Transit and its light rail hating critics rarely see eye to eye, but the agency says criticism of its big light rail party has made a difference.
Cumulatively, we've heard the criticism that it was too much, and so, as I said, we're going to be reducing our costs going forward.
Patrick says the agency will be more frugal when it opens its next light rail station south of SeaTac Airport this fall. He also disclosed that Sound Transit will be cutting $500,000 off its advertising campaign this year. He says light rail ridership has been high enough since the two new stations opened. The agency realized the advertising wasn't necessary. Reporting from
now entering University of Washington Station,
I'm John Ryan, KUOW News.